We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Happy Monday!
You take
we
that
did
back.
It.
You take that back.
You take that back right now.
Oh, what a damn weekend, bud. How you doing? How you holding up over there?
Who is?
You are? All right.
Excuse me?
Today should have been a Monday we took off. I was selfish and took last Monday off. We could have taken this Monday
You For are, what? Yeah.
Hello, yes.
For what?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it after, but...
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Too late now.
That is our that's our busy Kool-Aid boy right there across from me. I'll tell you what.
Oh boy!
Coming off of a Taste of Syracuse weekend.
Man. Woo!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feel like I might be. I'm still just as exhausted, like mentally today.
Yeah.
As I was yesterday.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
That's okay. We're here.
Yeah, we'll get in a whole... we'll recap the whole weekend. Well, how many hours do you think you worked this weekend between Friday and Saturday?
Between... Because Friday then starts here bright and early.
Yes, it does.
30.
30 hours.
I would say between...
2 days.
Between the two.
Yep. Yeah. I don't even think that's legal. Oh, I don't think that's legal. I think you go straight to jail, but I think you're...
I work for the Syracuse Police.
Oh, you put in overtime. Okay, good. Yes. Thank you, Chevelle, for that sub.
But, okay, say it is.
Thank you, Micah.
Who do I complain to? I'm HR.
Yeah, you are HR. And that's not even associated with this, so I don't know who you complain to.
Nope.
Here we are. Happy Monday. It is the 8th of June.
Wow.
Yeah, 8th of June already. It's going to be a muggy week, it looks like. Yeah, humid week.
It's summer.
It's summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime.
We're in it.
Hey.
You're going to want to be hot.
I will.
Find yourself a sprinkler, a splash pad of some kind, if you will.
Or, if you'd like.
Yeah?
Wednesday, come to Chain of Forest with me.
Oh, that's this week? But, what's your plan for Wednesday, then?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're just going to leave here and go up there and splash around and see what happens?
I got, it's for videos and stuff, so I have a couple of random ideas, but it's... They just want me to hang out and have some fun, shoot some stuff, show off what's going on. So
it's nothing
crazy. So
we got a busy week ahead of us. If you got to go up to Enchanted Forest,
yep.
We got a Napa video we're doing this week for a big Napa thing coming up next week.
Yep.
You're getting a big chest tattoo on Friday.
Yeah, might
it's
as well.
It's a big week, bud.
Might as well get a dog and a princess gown.
You're going to get a dog and a princess gown tattoo,
As one does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll recap the weekend. We'll get into all of that. How was your weekends? Good, yes?
I think so. What about you?
Showgirl lifts. It's not a K-Rock day. Cody's just going up for the opening day at Enchanted Forest Water Safari.
But anybody is more...
You're more than welcome.
More than welcome.
You want to come hang with Coco on Wednesday, he'll be there, bouncing around, slipping and sliding. Well,
it's going to be a good day for it, too, looks like, so far. So
yeah, dude, it's going to be a nice day. So when it's like 80 here, it's like 75 up there, so that'll be nice. K-Rock presents Godsmack with STP and Dorothy June 30th at the Amp. And I'll tell you what, we've got your chance to meet Sully Erna all this week.
Cool.
Be listening in the 8 o'clock hour. We are giving Godsmack fans a chance to meet with Sully coming up at the Amp on June 30th. We're going to do one of those Twitch polls we normally do, twitch.tv/theshow.
Nice.
You will vote. All you got to do is type in our chat around that time and you'll be registered to win.
Those are fun.
Be listening. Coming up.
Oh, okay.
Coming up. I don't know what, I'm not a hot sauce guy. I know a lot of you like your hot sauces.
I used to.
You can't? You broke your mouth?
That and my tummy
I guess there's a shortage of the Scotch bonnet pepper.
Son of a bitch.
Which is affecting hot sauces.
Oh, God.
Hot sauce enthusiasts may face limited Caribbean options. As Scotch bonnet pepper supplies have dwindled, back-to-back hurricanes, heavy rainfall, disease, and pests have devastated the crop. I guess, do you know Gray's Peppers?
No.
Gray's Pepper reported a Scotch bonnet shortage, increasing prices temporarily to 10 times normal rates.
Let's see.
Jamaica, man.
No.
Jamaica serves as a primary source for these peppers. Some farmers have switched to hardier, more profitable crops like sweet potatoes. Mm.
Some of these look cool.
Sweet potatoes.
I want this. I don't even know what this yellow one is.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a hot sauce guy.
Oh, it's literally that. It's literally that.
What,
this
what is
one
it?
I was like, oh, I want to try this one. This yellow one. It's literally the Gray Scotch bonnet sauce.
That's the one?
But no, I like jerk that, chicken.
Is that, does that involve a hot sauce? Do I don't know what that is.
Some of it can be, it depends. It's varying from, I've had jerk sauce that was really spicy and then others that was not even a little bit.
Mayo too spicy.
Oh, mayo too spicy.
I ate 4 Ruby's empanadas on Saturday night. They are not spicy. They are delightful.
Yep. Yeah, there's some food to be had, man.
There was some food.
Oh,
did you get to eat it all on Friday?
Yeah, I had little snackies both days. I had things from places.
Mm-hmm.
A big thank you to a bunch of people that gave me gave me a little.
Any
little
favorites?
Samples.
Any new favorites?
I off the top of my head, I'm fixating on that State Fair Deli. Just now, I gotta go see what they got for them chicken tendies. Where do they put those? That chickle pick?
Oh, the chicken pickle chick or whatever?
Pickle chick.
Whatever it is?
It was tendies, but then it had like sauce and pickles on it, blah, blah, blah. But it was the tendies. I got to have that.
Do they make that normally or is it?
I don't know. I got to have that.
All right.
Because Griff gave me one.
Oh, did he?
And it was unreal.
It was a so tender good. With like pickles on it?
It was just they made like
thank
their
you,
own
Derby,
little,
for that sub.
Their own little concoction, but it was basically the tendies. That's the whole thing. It was just tenders, and then I like to put a couple pickles on it and some sauce, whatever.
Okay. They do good tenders over there.
I'm going to have to find out what's up with that.
Yeah, there was a bunch of spots I wanted to see, but some of the lines are too long. The Ruby's line, I know you're all saying it was long. It went so fast.
Yeah, a bunch of lines went really, really good.
I stood in that line, and it went so fast. Wife wanted to try the banana pudding from Sweets for Babe, but they had sold out by the time we got there. I'm going to go over and get her a full-size one. Is that the normal flavor, though?
Strawberry.
I want to get her the regular one.
I want to get the cookie butter one.
I'll go over there and get
that cookie butter one.
They're just
banging
around the corner, so I'll get that. But
yeah, they're just a couple blocks up.
What'd you guys try? Get anything? Yeah.
Plus
says the banana pudding was amazing. It was so good. Unfortunately, we are here on a Monday with you.
Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell are we doing?
What happened to that? We were doing this whole thing.
I know we had a couple Mondays off, and now we're here working again on a Monday. Pretty effed up, bud.
I'm feeling a couple Fridays. We should try.
Let's recap the weekend, shall we?
Okay.
As I was actually angry on Saturday, I know that predicting the weather is a difficult thing to do. I know it's I don't know. I guess it's a hard job. I don't know. But for the entire week, the TV news people were saying Saturday's going to be a washout. It's going to be a washout. Yep, Saturday's going to be a wash. Up to like Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Friday night.
They were putting everything on the TV saying, yeah, Saturday's going to be a washout, guys.
Yep, thunderstorms all day.
And
crazy.
To get it so wrong made me very angry. Like, I was very angry Saturday.
I woke up and it was raining. And by the time I left my house, within half an hour, the sun was out.
And it was gorgeous all day long.
And all day we kept going, what are those clouds doing?
Like,
and then
that
we'd look and be like,
screws with people's money.
Yeah, and we'd be
their
like, nothing.
Events planning.
It did nothing. Those clouds
did
going
nothing all day.
And is this one of those where did it do it other places and it missed, which may, again, is they got it so completely wrong then, but did it just hit somewhere I'm not aware of?
Because
everywhere I looked, there was.
I don't usually get mad about the weather.
Nothing.
Because Wayne Mahar tried to tell us, you know, the ups and downs or whatever.
Yeah.
But for an entire week, you hyped that all day Saturday is going to be a wash.
Especially around, weirdly, they kept dancing around it, a certain time on Saturday when a bunch of people might be somewhere downtown.
So all week, they were saying, it's Saturday, a washout, the map, washout, everything's going to be rain. And I did not get any rain. Syracuse didn't get any rain, right?
Was it overnight or whenever it was that it was raining for me that one time in the morning at 8?
Like, I get it. It's not going to be exact every time or ever, but you can't claim an entire day is going to be they covered the entire state in the green to say, yep, it's going to rain all day Saturday, all of the state of New York. And then for that not even to come close to happening.
It was very weird.
I was very angry.
No, it was very angry. It was a very, especially it was just how they kept trying to, weirdly dance around.
I don't think it was anything nefarious towards the taste of Syracuse, but you were just wrong.
Yeah, but I don't even know anymore. The reactions we get walking around town from certain other things, who knows how much all these other guys all hate each other, but take it out on the people that have nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
So who knows?
I don't know.
But yeah, to get it that bad. It was very weird.
Caitlin says it rained in Adams, so maybe it was up north of us.
It just split up, and then it was supposed to be, I saw way further down south, there were supposed to be some bigger storms.
Did the Weather Channel say that it was supposed to rain all day too on Saturday, sister? I only watched the local stuff because I always trust I figured the local Doppler would know better than the Weather Channel app.
We've been watching the local stuff in here.
And they've been saying all day Saturday is supposed to rain, but I had a lovely weekend regardless. Personally, I got to go up to Oswego on Friday night. Apparently, there was a big DKK reunion. It was reunion weekend up in Oswego.
Great. The worst frat. And I don't care. I'll say they're garbage. Don't reunite up there. Go home. Stay in your homes.
They had a big reunion and Frostbit Blue performed. I didn't even know they were still a band.
Which is crazy. They take time from spamming every local...
Who did? Who?
Bored for Frostbite Blue of saying anywhere that Evans Blue is. Because remember that back in the day? Anywhere that. You want to see the real Evans Blue?
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking of, though, because Evans Blue is a national band, right?
But they kind of just started, and one of the guys was from around, and they split off, and there's like the real Evans Blue, and it's these guys. And they did that for a long time. Anywhere we put Evans Blue, they'd say, how about the real Evans Blue?
I'm wondering, I don't know, I can't think of what you're referencing, because I thought Evans Blue was another band. Frostbit Blue was like
a different band.
Oswego band. They've always been an Oswego band, or like an around here band.
Yeah.
And we were sitting at Dockside Bar and Grill, and I heard a band tune up, and suddenly there was like hundreds of people cheering, and I looked over there, and there was like 600 people at a Frostbit Blue concert on a Friday night.
Yeah, might as well.
So that was exciting for them. I got to hang out with some of my old college friends. But otherwise, that was my Friday. Saturday, I went up to the Taste. Fuel was incredible. Yeah. Fuel sounded great.
Yeah, they were great.
Fuel sounded really great. You just spent 30 hours working your Kool-Aid booth, right?
Yep, that was from the second we were done here Friday till Saturday night at nighttime.
Yeah.
Whenever it was.
So tell people, everybody who I saw Saturday, where's Cody and his pickles? Where's Cody and his pickles? Cody and his pickles sold out Friday.
Friday
he sold out of pickles.
At like about 8:03 or something like that. We were, because by then we could just take them out and put them in the little things and start whipping them over there. It was going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we noticed there was one left. Just one. You can't sell one because we've been selling two for the whole time. It was just one sad, lonely pickle, and that was the only one I got to eat all weekend. I thought I'd be bringing jars home for myself.
No, what was the review of the Kulikles? People were going nuts for them?
It went nuts. There were many people on Saturday that came and kept talking about seeing them, and they went viral somewhere. Like not show bros, not show fam, like random people from the internet, not from the video I did with Izzy. Not anything that we did.
People were just taking photos and posting them, yeah.
Somewhere randomly, they went viral, I guess, and a bunch of people came over and kept saying, I saw them, but they went viral on the internet. These are them, and I went, these are them, but...
Yeah, they're all gone.
They're gone. And although it was really funny how many people would come over, and we changed the board, and, you know, covered it all up. And yeah. all sold out. So there was no word about it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They'd stare at the board. They'd come over and go, no more pickles?
No more pickles. Sorry, bud.
And be like, no,
it's covered up.
They'd be like, ah, gotcha. I'm just the worst businessman that ever existed.
Nope.
I wrote sold out.
I was trying to hide
way.
Them from you. Yeah.
But it,
well,
it
now
was,
you know you got something. I just.
Yeah. Yep.
Now you got to capitalize before somebody steals that idea. Well, not that you invented them, but there's somebody's going to capitalize on that.
I was looking around the internet. There's not really anybody. There's a couple people around here that are randomly, you know, that like sell food from their house.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it like that.
Okay.
But so far, so good. But now I know that instead next year I need probably about 150 jars instead.
Go nuts.
70.
Yeah, people loved them. It was a big hit. Thank you to all who stopped by.
That was
I
nuts.
Also saw tons of great reviews for Butterface, our ice cream flavor this year.
Yep.
Syracuse.com called it perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't even get a chance to go over there and grab any. I know we've got some, but that's how crazy it was.
Showbro Jeremy said it was the best ice cream flavor we've done.
Ooh, okay.
So lots of rave reviews over the Butterface. It was the Biscoff cookie with the raspberry swirl over there at Gilligan's.
Nice,
so.
Nice.
Tell them how much you liked it.
I finally had that XO taco.
Oh, you did? What'd you get?
Yep. Whatever their sample was.
Cool.
Same Showbro Jeremy Spy Guy brought me
nice.
Over.
Nice.
A couple of them. It was really, really
good.
Yeah. I like that. That
Tons
was good.
Of great food samples. What'd you guys try this weekend? Anything special?
What was the... I had a chicken wing cup that was right next to Gilligan's. There was another place that was selling the empanadas.
Okay.
And they had like a little... I don't even know what it was, but it was really, really good. I don't even know how to explain it other than that. It was just a little tiny
wife and the oldest
thing.
Got some dirty soda from somewhere. They
right,
came out and walked
right
around.
Next to them, I bet.
Yeah.
Right next to us and next to the Gilligan's was the place. They were killing it.
Yeah, people love those dirty sodas.
Killing it.
Mormon alcohol is what it is. That's what they do down in Utah.
So dirty sodas?
Yeah, that's their booze. That's where dirty soda comes from because they're like, we can't have alcohol, but let's get crazy with super sugary sodas.
Well, what's funny is that I went over to ask because one of them they were doing with cotton candy, like on top and a weird thing. And I went, how are you doing the cotton candy? And they're like, it's impossible.
To what, make cotton candy?
You can keep it going because it's so humid or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, I don't know. Yep,
oh,
we tried that last
the humidity
year.
Would suck up the cotton candy. Yeah,
that was a problem. It would just dry it right out.
What'd you guys try? 315-364-109 K-Rock Tech Sign. Any new stuff? What'd you try to taste Syracuse? Paulie tried to bring me into this conspiracy last week, and I'm not buying it.
Sup.
Because now it's all over the place.
What?
Is that Guy Fieri doesn't actually eat food on his show?
Oh yeah, we watched that a little bit and he did. He was doing it. And it's guys think that he's going around eating 17 meals a day? Like,
well, he's just taking little bites of things.
Yeah.
But, okay, so let me start from the beginning. Paulie comes in here last week. He goes, did you see a video about how Guy Vietti doesn't eat his food? And I go, first of all, you got to find something to do with your life, bud. And that's coming from me, who doesn't do anything.
But.
Your video that Guy Vietti doesn't eat his food. All right. So what they do is some people are making edits of when he does his show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and he's at like a restaurant, and he takes a bite of something, it always cuts before he would swallow the food. And I think, as someone who's edited videos before, they're just editing the video.
Yes. Yeah,
how long do you want to watch him chew and eat?
I was just going to say, it's because it'd be literally this. Oh, look, Tidy Grahams. I've never had it.
Oh. Like, that's not interesting content.
You know what
so
I mean?
They're just editing. They're just editing the video there. And yeah, Katie's right. He keeps that felt athletic body. He's eating the food. So a guy made a video saying Guy Fieri does not swallow the food. You see him put the food in his mouth and even chew it, but you never see him swallow. I just explained to you why, because they cut the video. Sometimes Guy will eat something and then talk, but in those cases, he's just packing the food in his cheeks like a chipmunk.
Yeah.
So he can spit the food out off camera.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't think he's doing that though. So you're telling me that all these restaurants make a big meal for Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up and he's like, this is the best I've ever eaten. Spits it out in front of him.
Right. No, I had always been under the assumption that these guys are like, he would try a little, like a bite, And then, knowing how much people are on set for these things, okay, here you go, production.
Anybody else want some of this?
Here's a giant omelet because we're about to show seven more meals.
Yeah. Or like Sister said, he's fake. I did see one video where he faked a bite, but they do so many takes, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, he's got to eat all day.
Or like that. At least it's not like that one video of that lady, that influencer that got busted of being like, let me take a bite. And she wasn't.
Oh, she was hilarious.
She wasn't eating anything.
Or the McDonald's CEO who was enjoying a big bite of this product.
Yeah, he loves it.
This is a delicious product, and we can't wait to have more of this product.
So good.
The video, and obviously you got to trust everything Dr. Spaghetti says. This is YouTuber Dr. Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Made contrasting videos with Gordon Ramsay where it shows that Gordon does eat the food. It's just different editors. That's all it is.
And it's also, you know, the preference of the person where like, I don't want to eat all of this. So like, you know what I mean? That's I want to review it and, you know, give you guys the publicity, but I don't need to eat an entire, you know,
I don't eat and like
pizza or
he's
whatever.
He's doing it. Texan says, I heard an interview with him where he says he doesn't shoot the food he doesn't like. All right, so if he doesn't like it, he just wasn't put it out there. What are you laughing at?
Jimmy and Twitch. He actually doesn't go to these restaurants. It always cuts away. Boom, he's there.
He's there, yeah. So
he doesn't drive to them.
Prove that.
He doesn't ever drive. How does he get there?
I mean, we've had, I guess we could ask Funkin' Waffles, because didn't he go there? He's eaten at a bunch of places around here.
Yeah. They probably will be like, yeah, he tried a little, and then gave the rest to his crew.
It's just a weird conspiracy to have, and now it's all over the place.
Yeah.
That Guy Fieri does not swallow his food. No, he does.
I mean, endless jokes there, but.
Right. Does that make the show less believable to you? Does that less enjoyable if you're like, well, he's not really eating that Mother's Cupboard omelet? Didn't he go to Mother's Cupboard?
Yep.
He went to Possibilities too, right?
I believe so. So, I mean, it's those three. We can just, we'll call them.
Hey!
Yeah. Guy Fieri swallow.
Text line. What? As someone who hates watching people chew, thanks to those editors, I'm with you, dude. I hate watching people eat and drink. I don't like anything about it. It grosses me out.
I couldn't watch any old Charlie Miller's stuff from Taste this weekend.
Oh, I can't watch people eat.
Because all he did was talk while chewing.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm like, I don't want to see that, bro.
I hate it. I don't like listening to people eat. I don't like people drinking. I don't like the mouth sounds that happen. Oh, I just don't like it. So I'm fine with it. I don't even like watching people take the fake bite if it is a fake bite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, Guy Fieri, I've got a feeling he's probably enjoying the food. It's a weird conspiracy to try to bring up.
So, yeah, I mean, of all the conspiracy theories,
that's the one. Lean into it, text line. Like, put the fork past your mouth now. Be like, oh, delicious. Ooh, this is a wonderful product. Guys!
So,
we're doing another fun event this month.
Talk the thing?
Want me to do the thing?
Yeah.
I want people to know about the thing.
Yeah.
People are all tuned in. I want to know about the thing.
I'm excited.
All right, guys. So, Saturday, I think the whole weekend actually is free fishing weekend. Like, you don't need a license.
Yep.
But Saturday, June 27th, is absolutely a free fishing day. So we're like, what can we do with the show, fam? We did Plant Swap last month.
Yep.
We love our community. We love doing things with our community. So what can we do with our community in June?
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Grab your tackle, pick your bait, wiggle your worm, cast your rod, and catch some lunkers at the first ever, the show's Master Baiters Classic. Saturday, June 27th at Lock One Distilling in Phoenix, presented by Installations Unlimited. It's the Masturbators Classic, and we are holding it on Saturday. A free freshwater fishing day, no fishing license required.
Nope.
We're going to set up over at Lock One Distilling bright and early in the morning. I think we'll get there like 8.
Yeah, whatever early as we want, yeah.
We'll get there at 8. Grab some drinks. Lock One will be open. We've got food that's going to be there.
Uh-huh.
Hang by the water. And we're going to win a lot of prizes. Because, yes, and it's my mother's birthday and Katie's birthday on that day as
they're
well.
They're going to go fishing for their birthdays.
So we're all going to get together and go fishing on Saturday morning over on Saturday, June 27th. Meet up at Lock 1. It's right there on the Oswego River. If you're not familiar with Phoenix, you can walk. Yeah. Like, there's a whole river right there.
No, it's
you can go out to the island. You can go all up and down the shore.
It is the perfect spot for it.
We're going to be giving away tickets to different concerts. And, of course, Installations Unlimited is giving you custom Husky vehicle floor liners. We'll have all, like, it's not going to be a serious fishing tournament.
So
don't show up.
No, it's
getting
for,
all worked up.
For big time fun, couple prize winners for, what, like, the biggest, right?
Yeah, we'll weigh some.
I wish there's a way to do, like, because there's weird fish.
It's a non-serious fishing tournament. Fishing derby.
We got to find somebody to, we got to give a prize for, like, weirdest looking fish.
Mm-hmm.
There's some weird fish
That's
out
a weird ass looking fish.
You win. You got the weirdest fish.
You can get there as early as you want. I'm not getting there till late.
No,
all
yeah.
right? I know that you fishers like to get up bright and early. I ain't getting there till late.
We'll have the cutoff. And we're going to end it at
noon. Yeah, we'll go to like noon or whatever. So
you want to start at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't show up taking it too seriously, Michael. Michael said he's taking it seriously. We're having fun. It's a silly day. No. It's an excuse for us to fish. We've got, you don't need a license that day.
We're just hanging out.
So you can get out there as early as you want. Right. I will see you at 8 o'clock and we'll be hanging out at Lock 1 for the show's Masturbators Classic.
Huh?
Presented by Installations Unlimited. All right? Put it in your calendar. Plan on it.
If anybody wants in, hit us up. Let us know. Not like not people, but like businesses.
If you're a business that wants to be there, you want to set up, we got the pavilion, all of that.
Plenty of room up and down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be awesome. That's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a fun Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. Hope to see you guys there. Very family friendly, yes, obviously. Yes. Be the self. Bring your kids. Yep. Bring everybody.
That's the whole thing. It's kids. Everyone, everybody, it's all for just fun, good times.
It's just a fun hang on a Saturday morning.
We just did. I'm proud of us. We did these.
Yeah, these are new events
that we came up with.
Yeah, these are new events.
We did this.
It's a wall he built.
Yeah.
Zipping around like a little bug.
Zipping around up there.
This would piss me off on a flight. Everybody's wrong in this scenario because a flight leaves Newark, New Jersey to go to Spain.
Okay.
For some reason, somebody named a Bluetooth device on the plane bomb.
Come on.
So I don't know if they named their phone that, their headphones that, whatever they did.
Yeah.
They named their Bluetooth device bomb.
So they had
to turn around and land the plane.
We're going to be returning back to Newark because we have one passenger that seems to be making a funny joke that isn't so funny. Unfortunately, because of one person who doesn't want to comply with the instructions, and it's compromising the integrity and the safety of not only his crew, but all the other passengers. At this time, going to be making our return back to North. The federal agents will be coming on board. Very serious issue.
So the federal agents come on board. I mean, you got to punish the idiot that did this, but also, you really think someone labeled their bomb they brought on the plane?
Better
safe than sorry,
it's just that's...
But a criminal made a bomb with Bluetooth capabilities and named it bomb?
Well, some of these people are really stupid. So
I get it. You'd hate to have something go wrong, and you're like, oh, you didn't see that they had actually labeled it bomb. You didn't see that?
Yeah.
Can
you tell?
What?
Can they go in and be... Well, it's the FBI, I guess, so yes.
Well, then I would...
Like, but can they be like, boom, open this guy's phone, you...
I don't know of any technology like that, but like you said, it's the FBI, so maybe. Does that any fellow nerds know anything like that? How would they find out which device it was?
And if I was that person, I would just, can you just change it right now? And then how would they know which one was bomb?
I don't know. I don't know how they would catch the person.
Yeah.
Because like you're saying, I could just, all right, I'll change it then.
But again,
it's not bomb anymore.
FBI, go back.
Can find the history. They got to go through everybody's phone.
But it's going to, you know what though? That's going to be there. I bet they will because they take that seriously. And then now that's what you get for doing the stupidest joke.
It's Cousin Jay says, I'd have everyone get off the plane one by one. When the device is no longer seen, you know who had it labeled. Sure, but they could change it. or the IP or the MAC address, but...
So they have to go through and see if can and look to see if you changed your network.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Name.
If you change it, how do I know where you are? I don't know.
Who knows?
This is even too nerdy for me to understand. But
in that case, then I don't know if it's possible to be done, guys.
If they did find the person who did that and ruined my entire family vacation to Spain,
oh my god,
I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Did it say how long it was again? When did this person
an
do
hour
it?
Hour into the flight, so they had just taken off, basically an hour
that's
into the
still,
flight.
I thought it was. Like, they had just, like, gotten up 2 minutes into it. All right, turn on your devices.
Mm-hmm.
An hour? I'd be so pissed off.
The flight was headed to Spain. It was an hour into the flight, and they had to turn around and go back to Newark. The pilot said the passenger would be arrested.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you catch the passenger, though. That's what I'm saying.
But, man.
Yeah.
It ain't like they're going to have a plane readily available
no.
to go again. So, there's an hour back.
Yep.
And now, what? A day?
Oh, my God. With air travel the way it is, man.
And I'm sure hotels, if you're in like Spain or wherever, even around here,
mm-hmm.
you miss a day, and you'd be like, well, then you're canceled. You didn't check in. Well, guess what?
No, you're still charged for that day.
Yeah, guess
what?
Oh,
it's screwing a lot of people's lives up because you thought you were being funny.
Wow.
For sure.
Nope.
How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well, the Lexus UX started with a refined suspension tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors and kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Twitch.tv/theshow. Mics are always hot. We're talking Bucky's in there right now. It's just a controversial take. What do you see on TV? They were doing something new at Bucky's.
It said something about them like going gourmet. So
we don't have a Bucky's around here, but a lot of you travel. And we got a lot of truck drivers.
Yeah.
Who stop at Bucky's. I visited a Bucky's a few years ago. I call it overrated. I got a lot of hate for that. A lot of hate for that. It was fine. Mm-hmm. It was fine. Jealousy mm-hmm. described it perfectly. It's a Walmart with a gas station attached to it. It's got a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's
Wall of Jerky's pretty cool.
I was going to say,
it's probably
cool because it's not something that you're used to experiencing when you're just pulling off a throughway or
That's
a highway
right.
for gas.
That's
you're
right.
not expecting.
It's not your average roadside stop. So you're like, wow, this is cool.
Whoa, barbecue and adult videos?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Do they have adult videos at Bucky's?
I've never been, I assume.
Nick in YouTube says, went there once, my anxiety got me, walked in too crowded, had to leave. Yeah, it's a lot. If you can't handle all that.
I get that at places, if it's too crowded and you just can't.
Welcome in, and there's so much going on, and people are all over the place.
Well, especially I can't do a place, and I will also leave, if I can't stand there and stare at something
mm-hmm.
for a few seconds without having to move out of the way for somebody else, then I'm out.
You feel pressured.
Yep. If I'm just trying to look at something and
can I just look at the wall of jerky for a
minute?
For
like 2 minutes and yep. Go ahead. Yep. No.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Because
I'm just standing there.
Because you got to also understand this. The thing that makes Bucky's stressful is that Northerners like us, we're not Bucky's professionals.
No.
We want to look around. I want to soak all this in.
Yes.
Well, you're mixed in with people that Bucky's is their way of life.
You're
in their way.
You liken it to like a place that has regulars at a restaurant or whatever where they come in.
Yeah, you're in the way at Bucky's. Because these people know where they're going,
they know what they want. Yep, they know how to stand in line
for the soda they want, the snack they want, the barbecue, whatever. They're Bucky's professionals, whereas we're just like...
They know how to order
mm-hmm.
and know where to go after you order and all that.
So that adds to the stress as well. But it's fine.
Because I felt that a little bit at... Balls, where were we before Oasis?
Oh, Sheetz maybe or a Wawa? Wawa. You're overwhelmed.
I felt like that where I was like,
mm-hmm.
I'm in the way of everybody because they were regulars.
Those
that
are
were
Wawas,
like,
dude.
And this is where I ordered the food. Now I've ordered the food. Now I come here and pick up the food. Now I go over here to pay for the food. And I'm like, I'll just.
Dude, people in New Jersey take Wawa. Jersey and Pennsylvania, they know their Wawa routine. Yep. So, yeah, you're in their way.
So, I imagine it's probably like that with Buc-ee's. We're just standing there at the jerky wall. Because I have seen that in pictures. That is pretty impressive.
They should do, like, a special lane for newbies at Buc-ee's. We're like, all right.
On the floor, like, this is the newbie square. If you're going to stand here and stare at things for an hour, you have to stand in the newbie square.
Or, like, or... You know how when we're doing Frightmare Farms, and if you are like overstimulated or you have sensory issues, they give you the little candle. They should just give us little candles at Buc-ee's just to show everybody I'm new here.
I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm still learning.
I'm still new here. I don't know what all of this is.
Give me time.
Take your picture by the beaver.
Oh.
Just a little lanyard around your I'm new here at Buc-ee's. Thank you.
Please bear with me. I'm new.
So we are we're in the process of repainting a couple rooms in our house.
Okay,
we're doing the living room.
Okay, Picasso's.
We're doing a bathroom and a living room paint job. And Sherman Williams has identified their loneliest color. Their color that does not do well. Now, they're doing a good thing with it. I'll tell you that in a second. But their most rarely purchased color. And you can understand why.
Well, I was going to say the easy road and go black.
Nope.
But is it just like yellow?
Close.
I was at yellow. Orange.
No.
Okay, I'm out. There's no more colors.
It's called offbeat green. It's baby diarrhea. This is the color.
Beating off green.
It's baby diarrhea.
Offbeat green.
Yeah, you'll see it. Google it.
That's terrible.
Right? I don't know what you do to paint.
There's a car that drives by here every
day.
Looks
like baby diarrhea.
It's got that.
Sherman Williams has announced their loneliest color is offbeat green. It's kind of like a green snot looking color. I can imagine you wouldn't want to paint a room this color.
It doesn't go with anything. Pictures of it in places like where they're using it for decor and stuff.
Like kind of like a pea soup color if you're listening. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Very not appealing. They describe it as, quote, a vivid citric lime green that reflects a growing desire for individuality. Wow. All right, good pitch.
Whose job?
Good pitch.
Who went to school and now...
Copywriter, and they wrote that line?
Comes up with little paragraphs to describe colors.
So they've partnered with LeBron James. To work with the LeBron James Foundation, where now they have, I guess, like, the loneliest color basketball. You can enter the loneliest color sweepstakes. You'll be entered to win a basketball signed by LeBron, limited edition apparel, and a $1,000 Sherman Williams gift card.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
Am I saying it wrong? Sherman Williams? Is it not?
What?
Oh, it's not Sherman. It's Sherwin Williams. My apologies.
Oh.
I guess I was saying it wrong. Why was I?
I bet you I've.
Sherwin Williams?
I bet you I've always said Sherman. No, we're saying Sherman. Don't say Sherwin. I refused it. It's Sherman. We're saying Sherman.
I'm reading the story and saying Sherman Williams.
Because you just see that and you don't.
Sherwin is not a name or a word.
Exactly. So it's Sherman Williams. At Sherman
Williams.
All right,
thank you for calling me out, but now I'm having a Mandela effect where I think it's always been Sherman Williams.
Agree. It is, so.
I've not until now
Twitch,
seen.
Twitch is wrong.
Twitch, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. Golden Knights up 2-1 after an overtime win on Saturday. I only saw the clip of Danhausen on the big screen. So did Danhausen curse the Hurricanes?
I didn't see it. So now I do not know.
I don't know if that was Thursday or Saturday's game. Regardless, the Danhausen curse, it does work.
Yeah,
it does work as the Golden Knights won 5-4 in overtime, and then tonight, baby, the Knicks.
Game three. This is if they win. It's
game
over.
Three.
It's over.
They I would say over. Knicks and four.
If they do it, if they win here, there's no absolutely no
chance.
Coming back. No,
not
no, one's ever, no one's ever come back from 3-0.
That was a stressful game, though. Was that Saturday night? I lost track of all
Friday,
time.
Friday night? Yep.
I lost track of all time. Yes, because I was out with my comedy friends on Friday night.
Cutting a rug
over at Dockside Bar and Grill.
As only the improv troupe
Hell
can.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Yeah, that was a barn burner. But now I'm feeling it. I'm feeling good. Back at home. And I think New York City loses its mind.
I don't think they should. It's just, I like game seven.
You do? You like it to go all the way?
Yeah, why not? All the way. Who cares?
Sarah said he cursed the hurricane, so that's how they won. All right, cool.
Okay.
I like it. On Mondays, you save money at saltcitydeals.com. This week, it's one that's going to go fast.
Yeah.
San Miguel goes on sale at 8 o'clock. Kelly and Dave are here from San Miguel. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. So let's talk San Miguel. As I was there about a week ago, I was out on the deck. Gorgeous. Beautiful.
I love the deck.
What did I put down? I put down, I got my chips, I got my queso fundido, I got my, the Cancun one, yes. Cancun burrito. No,
the one that's got chicken and...
No mushrooms the, I do. No mushrooms. Yeah.
And then your dessert.
And then my side steak quesadilla. You know how I do. we did a whole conversation on the air about it, Kelly, because the poor waitress... She was one of those brilliant waitresses that just remembers the order.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, are you sure you want to try this? Because I gotta. No, she did it. She nailed it perfectly.
Yep. Good.
And then my poor family's like, can we order as well?
I was gonna say, she didn't realize that he gets an appetizer for himself.
Can we also order, Josh?
That was the first time, actually, I learned that was
about me?
At the original location when Kelly brought over.
Yep.
To you and asked, would you need separate whatever? And you went, no, this is not for them.
No, I do not share my appetizers.
Yep, that was the first time I learned that he orders.
You want to talk about feeling a little like, oh okay, my bad.
This is just for me. I'll be eating this. San Miguel in Beeville, 2 Oswego Street, right there on the water.
Yep.
What a setup. Ready for summer, right, Kelly?
Oh, my God. It's been great so far. You know, the weather's been nice, been cooperative. The deck has been just, it's been amazing.
Like, yeah.
This summer, it's getting its use.
Awesome. We don't get many weeks of nice weather in Central New York, so get over there to San Miguel and enjoy that.
Yeah.
We got live music coming up?
Yep, on June 20th, we have Sam Vecchio from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. He'll be in there, hoping that the weather holds out, because I want to get him out on that deck and get everybody having a good time out there. The next day is Father's Day, so we'll be having some nice treats for Father's Day.
Cool.
I believe, Cody, you have already tried it, but we have the soft serve margarita.
Oh, nice.
Is that what you tried?
Yep.
Yeah. What is
delicious.
It? Is that like a...
It's ice cream.
It's ice cream.
It is?
Yeah, it's a margarita ice cream.
Boozy ice cream?
Yeah.
In like a non-dairy soft serve.
Whoa.
Yeah, we have strawberry and pineapple, or you can get a nice little twist.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the strawberry mango. I think we're going to do like a raspberry one. We're coming up with all different ones. Each week we have a different taste for you.
Do we still have the Mark Towers?
Yeah.
Still doing the Towers?
Yeah, we had a birthday party over the weekend, and the birthday girl chugged the tower. There wasn't the whole tower.
Oh,
however,
wow.
she was a champ.
I bet she's fun.
Let me tell you what.
She's fun.
I bet she wasn't fun that night.
The whole restaurant was cheering her on, and all I kept thinking is if there's a cleaning fee that's going to be added.
Yeah.
But
go over the banister.
As I say, there's a river right
go
there.
Over there.
Yeah. You'd be surprised the ones that don't make it that far.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yep. But it was great. The group was great. I mean, she was, all of a sudden I just saw the tower. Two guys hold the tower up and her head underneath, and I was like, okay.
That's a fun time. It's always a vibe over at San Miguel.
That's great.
Music going all summer long. We're trying to get a lot of music throughout the summer.
We have a few.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to add a few more acts to the thing, try and get them out there. I mean, as long as the weather holds up for us, we'll get them out on that
deck.
Keep
it going, man.
If not, they'll be inside. You can vibe to them.
Yeah.
Eat some good food.
You are not going to regret a visit to San Miguel.
Nope.
Zippy in chat says, love the Godzilla Dilla. Yeah, they've all got great food. It's unbelievable over there. Closed today, but they open back up tomorrow. Get your Salt City deal.
Like 7 minutes?
In about, 5 minutes.
I was going to say about 4.5.
Oh, okay.
4.5 minutes.
Get it in the cart and get ready to press send.
Yeah, get it in the cart. Get right now, saltcitydeals.com. And you're going to save some money. All right, guys. I'll be over to see you. The show's Masturbators Classic is coming up on June 27th. We are fishing. It is a free freshwater fishing derby. Low stakes. We're not going to be serious and get all serious about it. We're going to give away some concert tickets and hang out with each other.
Just do a little chilling, have some food, some drinks.
Presented by Installations Unlimited. They'll be giving away Husky vehicle floor liners that day, courtesy of Installations Unlimited.
That's the
grand
prize.
Plus, we've got tickets, and we'll figure out all the prizes and all the stuff. You're just going to show up. I'll get there at 8. You can get there as early as you want. I know fishing people like to get up nice and early, but
go ahead.
Go ahead. You do you.
But no thanks, I'm not getting there at 6 a.m.
Grab your tackle, pick your bait, cast your rod, and wiggle your worm. Pull in some big fat river pigs at the show's Masturbators Classic Saturday, June 27th, Lock One Distilling in Phoenix.
Big old river donk.
I don't think this is the thing that you've invented, Gen Z, but
oh God,
try
not,
again.
Now, what have they... Have you ever tried taking...
Practice dating.
Chocolate syrup.
Practice dating.
Oh, okay.
It's just going out with someone who you don't really have an interest in dating, but you're going out and doing stuff with them. So like a friend?
So a friend?
You invented friends?
Because that would be a kind of a dick move. You're like, I'm just practicing on you for when I have a real date.
Oh, okay. Friend zone. You get friend zone.
Yeah.
No, it's the idea is simple, they say. Take the pressure off. New trend called practice dating. It involves going on dates with people you aren't normally attracted to. Do both sides know that it's a practice date, like Cody's saying?
Yeah, that's what I mean, because bet they don't.
No, this is just a practice date.
No, I don't really have any interest in you, but thanks for buying me dinner.
Dating guru Serena Kerrigan said that profiles and photos don't tell the whole story, and people can surprise you in person. So instead of treating every first date like it could lead to marriage, the goal is to use these casual meetups to build confidence, improve conversation skills, and get more comfortable meeting new people.
No, it's not. I disagree, lady with a stupid job.
I think she just named herself a dating guru.
No, that's... If you are dating,
right,
you are dating. Like, you are going out on these dates to find a mate. You're looking for somebody. If you're dating, you're not... That's called going out as friends. If you're just... You're not interested in all, but you still want to go out and hang out with them.
Yeah.
That's just being friends. Just casually. Well, these are practice for when it's real serious.
Babe. Babe, wake up. New excuse for dudes who get caught cheating on their wife just dropped. No, I'm not. She's practice dating. Nothing's going to happen.
No, we're just out practice dating. She's trying stuff out. I'm letting her know it works.
I'm just giving her notes on how, like, dates go, babe. But nothing was going to happen. We just work together.
Nah, I don't think so. Because I get what they mean. Because it's a good concept. I understand that, yes, instead of every single first date you go on is... You have your hopes up to the sky of, okay, this is going to work out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is going to be the start of something great.
Yeah.
And then you're disappointed when it doesn't really happen. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But no, it's not. Yeah. Go out with people you aren't that interested in. Just practice for
Andrew, you're right. Isn't dating the practice? Dating is the practice.
That's what I mean.
To see if somebody like clicks with you.
Yeah, that's why you go out on the dates to see. Because if not, again... The whole thing is right there. The dating part. The dates. Because if it's not, it's just, hey, you want to get dinner, bud.
Buddy. Right.
And you know what? Inside of that, you can also then work on
your conversation skills. Your nunchuck skills, all your various skills.
Ball hunting skills. You don't have to make up a dating profile and sneak out and be like, I'm not really interested, but I gotta really hone my skills here.
Is it cool if I just use you to really dial it in for somebody that I'm gonna want to be with?
Right.
Oh, okay.
It's that, those funny memes you see of, I'm a foster dater. I date until they find their forever home.
Their forever homes, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 315-364-109-KROCK text line powered by Burdick Toyota. Do you practice date? You're going to want to jump into twitch.tv/theshow because here's how the game works. We do this from time to time. I'm going to put up a poll and you're going to vote between, you're going to pick one of two Godsmack songs. Today's showdown is Godsmack's Keep Away versus Godsmack's Bulletproof. Just by voting on that poll and typing in our chat, you are registered to win a pair of tickets with meet and greet to Sully Ernest, to meet with Sully, coming up on June
30th.
I mean, we're at the amphitheater.
My idea better of put them up, the tickets on an actual greased up pole, put them out there.
They got to climb it.
First one up there gets them.
They better be greasing those New York City poles tonight as Nixon 4.
Not yet. Nixon but they're going to, I don't, there's not going to be enough protection.
No, they're going to go nuts. Thank you, Scotty, for those bits in Twitch. Well, not only... Well, the Knicks sweep in four tonight, and then when they play their fourth game at MSG. But Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married at MSG. That's the rumor. We knew it was going to be New York City. Again, I'm still waiting on my invite. I'm sure it's
weird.
Coming.
I keep checking. I check my spam.
Sure, and it's coming.
It's not even in my spam, so I don't really understand.
Sources are saying that they have rented out the entire Madison Square Garden for their wedding, which I guess makes sense because then you can kind of sneak people in and out. It can be all super private. When you're a billionaire, you can rent Madison Square Garden for your wedding.
For however long you want. Apparently.
I don't know how like romantic that will feel.
They just know it's not gonna. It's not about that.
It's about the people who are coming.
Her entire life has been about making sure that there's a big spotlight and that she is limelight and that it's a big production. And you know what I mean? It's about the romance. Eh.
I mean, I can't imagine blowing up your whole 4th of July weekend for this. It's supposed to be Friday, July 3rd.
Yeah.
The plan is potentially for guests to be transported to MSG in blacked out buses.
That's so weird.
The arena was also chosen for its multiple entrances and high security infrastructure.
Because, again, she is the most special of the people.
MSG does not have any events booked from June 29th through July 6th. So they're probably, I mean, I'm sure they're converting the whole thing into whatever venue she wants it to be.
But like, what even more of a dick move by them?
What?
Not even making it Saturday.
No, you get to Friday wedding.
Do it Friday, and then your 4th of July is effed. Because it's over now, and but you're in the city. It's not like you can do anything. Or, you know what I mean? I'm sure that somebody will come up with something, but that's still like, come on, really? You're going to make it 4th of July weekend, but not 4th of July?
And it's like, if you're Taylor Swift and you've got all this money, you want to be in the middle of Manhattan? Like, don't you want to go, like, out in the...
No,
go in the woods somewhere and have a beautiful...
You can't...
Rustic, out in the middle of nowhere wedding.
You can't see... Can't see me there.
True.
She wants to be so private and just not...
We need our privacy.
We need privacy. Madison Square Garden!
Yeah,
you in blacked out buses! So, like, how special does one person think that they
special.
Are?
She's pretty special. She's pretty special.
It's crazy.
But I guess if she did it out in the woods, there could be helicopters. I don't know.
I don't know. I just... No, that's
and
just
I
not enough...
And I had that money.
It's not enough coverage for her. She needs this to be as covered as possible by every paparazzi.
Your mother's right. Friday weddings are cheaper. So maybe that's so cheaper to get the venue.
That could be it.
Yeah, like you own, I think she owns multiple homes all over the world.
You can do it anywhere where you're not in the middle of everyone and everything during the biggest holiday of the
holiday
summer.
Weekend.
But,
yep.
Thanks to her grandpa, now we deal with Taylor Swift for forever.
Do we see Adam Weitzman posting from the Taylor Swift?
Ooh.
You think he gets an invite?
I mean, they probably are.
With a flowy
nearest,
linen shirt and big stupid watch. You
nearest
see that?
And dearest, closest personal friends.
Closest, most personal, my bestest friends.
I love that weird Saudi prince look he tries to go for.
Where he has, like, the
flowy...
Big,
giant, flowy
the
shirt
flowy
with
clothes.
A weird, like...
And the watch the size of a Fiat.
Shoelace up the chest. But no, again, doesn't like the spotlight, doesn't like the humble.
Him.
But again, how does he show up in all of our news feeds when no one of us are following him?
Do not give him any attention. Let's play, shall we?
Okay, I haven't done it. I didn't put it in there yet.
You were going to type your name in there?
I haven't yet, because I don't want to skew it.
I think that Alex would do it at the same time every week, or every day. So I'm just going to say, every day at 8:30 around this time, we'll do this.
Okay.
If it's not at 8:30, I can move songs around. But just so you can schedule it,
tomorrow,
all week long, 8:30, we'll be playing this game, Smack Off! I just made that. I don't know.
No, that's it. That's
the smack
off. The smack off. Get smacked off.
I put two Godsmack songs up in a poll in our Twitch chat. You pick which one you want to hear. It looks like Bulletproof is going to be played here in a second. But by just typing in our chat, you are registered to win a pair of tickets to see Godsmack with STP and Dorothy over at the Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater, Joni Mahoney Lakeview Center for the Cure. With a meet and greet.
Nope, they didn't hang up yet.
You're
still
getting
there.
Sully meet and greets all week long. Be listening at the same time. Are you ready to pick a winner, Cody?
Not yet.
All right, never mind.
Now
he is. All right.
Yes.
In five.
Oh, my
four,
thing's over there.
Three.
I get it for tomorrow.
Two. One. Bowen! Congratulations, Bowen. You are today's winner. You're getting tickets with a meet and greet to Sully.
You're getting smacked off.
You're going to say this song live. Smack off. Congrats, Bowen in chat. He'll be seeing that band and meeting Sully Erna coming up June 30th over at the big old amphitheater, Tuesday, June 30th, 7 o'clock with STP and Dorothy. All week long, you'll be listening at 8:30. And all you got to do is type in our Twitch chat. Registers you to win.
Get here for the prize. Smack off.
All right. Smack off every day.
Get in, get smacked off.
Get punched? You can.
But smacked.
You can get punched as Kool-Aid Pickles were a big hit this weekend.
Yeah.
If you ever want them. Reach out to Coco. He can.
I can hook you up with as many as needed.
As many as needed. He can.
Got a big party coming up.
Come down to your party. You can also do cotton candy and Kool-Aid pouches as well. But as long as we're talking pickles, Cody, there's a new food pickle. There's a new pickle food combo trend right now. And I'm wondering what this would taste like, where people are putting pickles in their white wine.
All right. So it's just another thing that mix pickle with.
Yeah, but like, I think the focus on this would be the drink, right? Whereas the coolicle is I'm eating a Kool-Aid pickle.
But this is more like
now
what,
I'm just pickling up my little wine.
Yeah, like how the pickling the lemonades, Shake Fridelli pickled the Dr. Pepper.
Sure.
Stuff like that. Because white wine's got that kind of, I don't even know how to describe the taste, but I can see some of them working with a pickle. Again, long as you like pickles.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
yeah,
that ain't going to work.
They're doing it, like, they're not just dropping a spear in it, though. They're cutting, like, the little mini pickles. They're cutting them up. So it's like a garnish almost?
All right, so it's kind of just, turned it into like a drink, really.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I like pickles in my wine. Well, I guess they say the best process to do this is you get these little mini pickles I told you about. I would do dill. I wouldn't want to do like bread and butter or sweet.
No.
Do you freeze them in a plastic bag?
Oh, God.
After they're frozen, you cut them into coin-shaped pieces.
No, it's cold. Okay.
And put them in the wine. If you want to add a little splash of brine, you can as well. Deb, try it. Your mother likes wine. Deb, try that.
Right, just
come on now.
Put a pickle in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was moving those pickles so fast Friday.
Yeah.
I was putting the jars with the brine out on the table with a sign that said free. Every one of those went too.
People were just drinking the Kool-Aid pickle juice.
I said, you do what you want.
Wow.
But if you have a jar of regular pickles at home, there, just switch them out.
Wow.
Try it for yourself.
All right. Well, I didn't
want to throw it away. I figured someone would be able to use it.
Yeah, and take it.
I mean, I drank. My blood pressure probably through the roof, but I drank two pouches of it myself.
Did you really?
Just because it's pickle juice, it was helping hydration, and it was delicious.
Yeah?
That was good. I was hydrated this weekend,
I'll
tell
you. Gotta watch that BP, bud. Gotta watch that BP.
Oh, it was sky high. There's no way it wasn't.
Yeah.
It had to have been.
My heart rate was up while I was out there as well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody does try this, report back, please. We'd love to hear how pickles in a white wine tastes.
I technically could.
Do you have extra pickles at home?
I have pickles and like a bottle.
I don't want to say the word pickle anymore. It's lost.
Pickle.
Joe Stanley's in the building. Stanley Law, the maximum award people. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So you're out, you're drinking, you're having a great time, and you're like, you know what? I'll just get one of these e-bikes and ride home on it. Well, you're telling me there's some stuff we should know about this, right?
Well, first of all, driving while intoxicated on anything is probably not a good plan.
No. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have not seen any cases. New York, there's a California case right on this same issue. They arrested this guy for DWI on an e-bike.
Okay.
And, you know, same serious consequences because you get DWI in California, it goes on your driver's license.
Sure.
Okay. He challenged it and says, no, I can't. And the appellate court said, well, unfortunately, you shouldn't be riding a bike intoxicated, but our statute defines e-bikes as bicycles. And it is not against the law to ride a bicycle intoxicated.
Whoa.
Therefore, you can't charge. And New York, believe it or not, defines all e-bikes that can go less than 25 miles an hour. I believe that's still the status, which is kind of a crazy situation, if you ask me.
Sure.
As bicycles also.
Okay.
So, and you can't be charged in New York for riding a bicycle intoxicated.
Huh.
And since these e-bikes, these low-speed e-bikes, are allegedly the same as bicycles, can't be charged. Same with the helmet situation.
What is that?
you know, you're supposed to ride a helmet.
On one of these e-bikes.
Yeah, on a bicycle.
On a bicycle, too.
But it's not mandatory. I mean, it's recommended. You can't get a ticket. But on a motorcycle, something that's supposed to be licensed and insured, you can get a ticket.
Yeah.
And it's a moving violation. So, and by the way, New York's rule is if they can go faster than 25, sometimes 30, depending on the classification, they're supposed to be insured and licensed and registered, and they are treated as motor vehicles.
Yeah, some of these go real fast, so that would make sense.
That's the question, though, is that all of these ones being rented and most of the ones being sold say they only go, but they really can be easily modified to go way faster.
That's interesting, because whenever we talk about this, because people will say, like, can you get a DWI on a riding lawnmower?
And the answer is no.
Really?
No.
Why? Because you're on your private property? I mean, if you're on the road, I guess.
Well, if you're on your road, you could be charged with a whole bunch of things.
Sure.
But that's a different story. But it's not a DWI that's going to go on your driver's license.
Okay.
Like boats, New York has a statute that says if you do it on a boat, it applies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they could make e-bikes applicable in contrast to regular bicycles.
Sure, they would just need to change the law or whatever it is.
I just haven't seen one. It probably isn't a bad idea because I'm going to say if you can go 25 miles an hour in intoxicated condition without a helmet, you're probably not going to end up well if you're running into something.
Yeah. You're definitely going to hurt yourself if you hit something for sure. All right, and the other story Joe wanted to bring up, Cody's eyes lit up when you said Vanderpump Rules.
I mean, to hear about this.
Well, so what's going on with Vanderpump Rules?
I can't make this up, but apparently there's a revenge porn suit brought because Rachel was hooking up with Aria Maddox's either ex or current husband. Aria took pictures of them and posted them, and then Rachel sued for revenge porn. And the case is pending. And, interesting question about revenge porn. The reason this is on appeal, not that anybody cares about is that there's constitutional claims. Can I publish this? Do I have a First Amendment right? If it is a constitutional issue, there's these statutes called the anti-slap statutes. Mm-hmm. You don't really need to know about it. But that's what the court is talking about. Mm. And they said, no, there was no constitutional right here. The revenge porn suit can go forward.
Yeah, revenge porn is an interesting thing because, like, maybe you have, you know, nudes of an ex or whatever. Those are not protected under the First Amendment. That's somebody's private photos, right?
Right, yeah. Well, there's other issues if you took pictures improper. I mean, that's what I mean. The whole scenario gets to be very, very problematic.
Yeah.
But if you're taking these pictures and publishing them, that's not a free speech issue under most circumstances.
Okay.
Like what it was done here, the pictures they took there, they weren't expressing an opinion.
Mm.
They were doing it
maliciously.
Yes.
That's what we'll say. All right. Well, Joe Stanley handles all of this. He will take care of you.
Yep.
Give him and his team a call. Stanley Law, the maximum award people. Thank you, Joe. All right, bud. Last time we played, I won. No, you won.
I want to win. I don't remember.
I didn't put it on my chart. I've been trying to keep track. Damn it.
No, it was
remember
my,
I said I'm going to write these down so we don't forget.
It's my revenge game. I did.
You did.
I remember Harper just couldn't stop with the, he had like 12 points in 8 minutes.
So we're tied 1-1. Nick Spurs. I get to be home.
Oh, yeah.
Cody and I will do your gaming stream right now. Jump in Twitch or YouTube, and we'll be streaming Spurs at Knicks, Game 3, right now.
Tracy Morgan will go be live on the court.
Tracy Morgan's going to have a wild day. He was just on TV with Patrick Ewing.
I got up early to do this show. What is this, Johnny Carson?
8:30 tonight that game starts. I'll try to watch as much of it as I can. I might grab a little nap and stay up late for it, because it's going to be exciting.
Cause definitely need to start at 8:30.
I know, and it's in New York, so come on.
Just
start a little early.
Even at 8, if it tip right at 8,
right.
Everything would be fine.
We're ready.
I'd be okay, but this is where it starts to get crazy, because the second you get close, and if there's an overtime, then we're talking 11:30.
Yeah, it's going to be like a late one.
Come on, man.
Well, you'll see our version of that game right now, courtesy of Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Ryan Phelps Auto Sales all over CNY and also in Rome, restocking those lots for summer, baby. Radio World, you get the 90s at 9, kicking off with some rage. People of the sun, it's K-Rock.
People come up.